Our final reader of the night, let me ask you this first. How many of you have gotten to meet at some point or another your favorite writer? Anyone?
I did.
Excellent. I am very fortunate that I got to meet my favorite writer and that I've become good friends with her over the years and wanted to meet her because of her writing. She is absolutely my favorite writer. I wish more of her work was out there for more people to enjoy. Our final reader of the evening is representing Smokelong because we've published her a great deal. She is also one of our hosts this evening. She is the editor of Frigg Magazine, Ellen Parker.
Yay!
I hate this, really. You know, reading is so hard. Do you guys like reading?
No.
Yeah, you?
I do.
It's do you really? It's so hard for me. I can't look up very well. This, you know, I have three cats, and one of the cats a couple years ago went missing, and so that's what this. And one of the stories about it was in Smokelong. Mm-hmm. Because I wrote a series of stories about it, because it was really a traumatic incident. Really traumatic. More so than I would have thought. However, I think there's some metaphors attached to it. Anyway, I'll just go ahead and read this. It's called Da. Sheila saw on a website that more than 70% of lost dogs were recovered, but only 53% of cats were. When people saw a dog wandering the neighborhood, they were like, hey, that dog is lost. But when they saw a cat wandering the neighborhood, they were like, hey, there's a cat. They probably didn't even say, hey. They probably didn't even say, there's a cat. They just looked at it. They looked at it as if it were a forsythia or a telephone pole. The only people who saw cats and made note of it were babies. They'd see a cat from their strollers and point and go, duh. Sheila thought, one of those babies will see my cat and go, duh. And the baby will be so delighted. The baby will be so delighted to see Phoebe. The baby will love to see Phoebe's thick gray fur and her dark nose and her tail, a wavy boa slicing the air, and the way Phoebe strolls by casually as if she were not lost, but only walking the neighborhood, taking the air. But she was lost. The gray cat was lost. Make no mistake, she was lost. Surely the baby knew this. The baby knew, and this baby couldn't even say cat. All this baby could say was, duh! And the mother was too fucking stupid to understand. She wished one of these babies would see her missing cat and go, duh! And then maybe the mother would go, cat! And the kid would go, duh! And the mother would go, cat! And the oblivious mother might not, eventually bend down and check the cat's collar and think, maybe this cat is lost. Maybe I should call the phone number on this little cat's collar. Maybe a woman is at home wringing her hands over this little cat. Maybe a woman is losing sleep over this missing little cat. Maybe a woman is ready to slit her wrists because she should have been watching this little cat, who is still a kitten. She should have been watching this baby more closely when it got outside, this beautiful, precious baby who got out of the warm house and then straight away jumped the fence because it was an idiot and it didn't know when it had it good in a cozy house where it was served stinky, wet food on demand. Maybe, maybe not. Sheila realized that all of the people in the world over the age of 18 months did not realize that Sheila's cat was lost. Sheila realized she needed to connect with all these people in the world under the age of 18 months. These people were the only ones who would see her cat as they traveled the neighborhood, wheeled along in their vulgar canopied strollers, and they would know on sight that the little cat was lost. They would recognize right away a fellow wanderer who, unsupervised, might have taken the wrong path. Sheila wanted to know how she could connect with these young people. She used to know, didn't she? She used to know how to connect with these little people. She needed a reminder. How had she connected with all these little people who could not even speak English yet? How had she connected with these little people who were so tightly under the jurisdiction of their mothers, that they could make no useful contribution to the reuniting of lost cats to their sorrowful owners. When these little people could not yet speak English, as most of us know it, when they saw a little gray cat crossing in front of them as they were traversing the neighborhood by other strollers, when they were taking in the cold, lovely air of the day, when they were being pushed dutifully by their mothers who could no longer speak the language of creatures past the age of 18 months, when these little ones saw a little gray cat crossing in front of them and they knew it was lost, they knew right away it was lost. They would point at the little cat, the little gray cat, and they would cry, "Duh!" in warning and in alarm. They would cry, "Duh!" And their mothers, who saw the cat, and they thought it was a pretty cat, sable gray with a poofy tail, a charming tail, they would remember for a while, and a tail they would know when they saw the lost cat signs. They would see the bad snapshot on the poster of the gray cat with a fat tail, and they would say to the baby, who did not yet know how to interpret marks on paper, these kind mothers would say brightly to the baby being hurried past in the stroller, "We saw that cat. She's lost."